order.
The municipal budget of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, for the fiscal year 2012, be it resolved that the following statements of revenue and appropriations shall constitute the municipal budget for the fiscal year 2012, be it further resolved that said budget be published in the Two River Times in the issue of November 11, 2011. A hearing on the budget and tax resolution will be held at the municipal building on December 7th, 2011 at 8 o'clock, at which time and place objections to said budget and tax resolution for the fiscal year 2012 may be presented by taxpayers and other interested persons. And I'll read the statement that comes with it. General appropriations, it's a summary of the current fund section of the approved budget for state fiscal year 2012. General appropriations for appropriations within caps, $6,471,685. Appropriations excluded from caps, A, municipal purposes, item H2, sheet 28, NJSA 40A4-45.3 as amended, $1,010,189.82. Total general appropriations excluded from caps, item O, sheet 29, $1,010,189.82. Reserve for uncollected taxes, item M, sheet 29, based on an estimated 95.95% of tax collections, $613,199.75. Total general appropriations, item 9, sheet 29, $8,095,074.57. Less anticipated revenue other than current property tax, item 5, sheet 11, i.e. surplus, miscellaneous revenue, and receipts from delinquent taxes, $2,067,569.82. A difference amount to be raised by taxes for support of municipal budget as follows. Local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes. Item 6A, sheet 11, $6,027,504.75.
Someone like to offer that?
The introduction and public hearing?
Correct.
So moved.
Offered by Mr. Francie?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Motion carries. On to second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-22, bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $68,000 for acquisition of computers and software for and by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $64,600 bonds or notes of the Borough for financing part of the appropriations. This ordinance was published in the October 22nd edition of the Asbury Park Press and was sent to the Division of Local Government Services and may now be open to the public for a public hearing.
Open it to the public. Questions on this item? Everybody understand what this is for? Steve, explain just so people
sure.
know. Briefly, if you could.
It's a two-part. There's two parts to the ordinance. There's money in here to upgrade for new software for the finance department, the tax, and the sewer collection components. There's also $21,000 in here for upgrades to the network and various computers. The first part of it was a part I was involved in. The second part was a part that the borough clerk was involved in. And that will replace the current finance system that we've had from before I got here, which is before 1992. So I think we've got our money's worth out of that one. We are going through a state-of-the-art system that is probably used by, at a minimum, 75% of all the municipalities in New Jersey. Their user list is very, very extensive. And so that's the reason for this bond ordinance.
I guess we had like a one-man gang that
we were supported by a one-man operation. That person has passed away, unfortunately.
They put us into a bind.
The system was a nice system, nothing wrong with it, but unfortunately we have no support now.
Thank you. Anybody like to offer that?
Yeah,
can
we close
in
public questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. If anybody,
on for third and final reading and adoption is Bond Ordinance 0-11-22. Bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $68,000 for acquisition of computers and software for and by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $64,600 bonds or notes of the Borough for financing part of the appropriation. Would someone like to offer?
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mr. Connolly.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. King.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Motion carries. Offer second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-23, in ordinance amending Chapter 9, Section 9-8.1, entitled, quote, B, of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Highlands, 1975, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. This ordinance was published in the October 22nd edition of the Asbury Park Press, but there is an amendment that is going to be added to the ordinance tonight under commercial rate. It's going to be changed from 120 to 140 to match what we're changing to the residential rate. Mm-hmm.
And all
and
those
that
dates.
Does not require us to renotice, correct?
That's correct. And all those dates that I think were part of it come out as well.
The dates.
In the original paragraph, there was the dates that were left over from last year's ordinance, the July 1 to July, January 1 to July 1.
Yes.
All those dates come out, and the amount per gallon stays the same. And the amount per gallon is amended to 0.004424.
Right, and we changed the 120 above it to 140.
Right.
And the effective date for the entire ordinance is 1/1/12.
Right.
this is driven by?
This was driven by, the main part of this is being driven by the sewage authority increased their budget after they had already adopted their budget, which they're allowed to do, which effectively added approximately $93,000 to
total,
our...
Total was $182,000, split between Atlantic Islands and Highlands.
Added about $93,000 additional expense to the borough for this year's sewer budget.
And why did they tell you that they did that?
Debt service, a change in debt service over their... They had estimated the debt service, and when they sold the bonds, the debt service came in higher than what they originally estimated. And then they had an employee situation that I don't know a whole lot about, but there was a personnel issue.
And there was an unexpected repair in the Highlands pump station to replace two commutators.
Okay. So there you go.
And they have the full right to do that.
Yes.
Sorry?
No, saying the full right to do that.
Yeah, unlike us, we can't do that. We can't adjust our rates in the middle of the deal. So.
Okay. I'll open it for public. Anybody like to comment, question? Seeing nobody, I'll close it.
For third and final reading and adoption with the amendments is Ordinance 0-11-23, an ordinance amending Chapter 9, Section 9-8.1, entitled, quote, Fate of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, 1975, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. Someone like to offer that?
I reluctantly will.
Offered by Mr. O'Neill?
I reluctantly second.
Seconded by Mr. Francy?
I reluctantly vote yes.
Mr. Connell, thank you. Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yep.
Motion carries. Next item is committee reports.
I have two here. Does anybody else have one? They do. I have Steve, your finance, if you have something.
No, tonight there's no finance report.
Okay.
DPW, none?
No. Public safety. Want me to just read it, Chief?
No, I'll give you the bridge version if you want.
Okay.
Two quick things. One, we're holding a parent forum at Henry Hudson Regional High School on the 14th at 7 o'clock. The topic is going to be about juvenile issues, specifically some of the complaints we've been receiving about juveniles in the Honey Park area, Fayette and Waterwich. That's open to anybody, not just parents of students. Second quick thing is Swift Reach 911. The emergency notification system worked very well during Hurricane Irene. With the upcoming winter, I would recommend everybody go on to HighlandsNJ.com, and there's a button there to sign up for it. You can get these alerts on your computer, your phone, whatever.
Can I ask one silly question that makes me think of it? When we get the alerts, it repeats it over and over and over, and I can't get it off sometimes three or four times. Is that going to get fixed? Long message. You hear the thing once. Twice, three times.
Really? I'll have to ask our OEM coordinator about that.
I thought it only went if it like started in the middle of one, then you get the full thing a second time.
Oh, I've got the full thing more than once. And you can't delete it on my phone.
We might have just set that up for you that way.
It probably is. A wide political maneuver in your part.
Because you have an R. You know.
There's
a partisan politics.
There's one more paragraph here. I'll just read. The Highlands Police Department has been awarded funds as part of the Base Year Saturation Patrol Grant to enforce drinking and driving laws. Each year, the department participates by increasing driving while intoxicated patrols within the borough. This year, these extra patrols will be conducted over Thanksgiving weekend and will continue to 2012. As always, the members of the Highlands Police Department urge anyone who observes erratic driving behavior to contact the department. Okay, so that's pretty much... fair warning for everyone.
Can I just ask the chief a question? Dealing with the kids in the Putty Park area that we had an issue with, do you guys notice, I've had a couple of complaints, the house across the street, the one that's a part of the substandard housing, seems to be like the windows are open or the doors are open. Can we just make sure that's locked up so that way there's nobody?
We do. They've been boarded up a few times, then he keeps going back, we keep searching it, and we keep telling him, the owner does comply.
Right, okay.
Sorry, say again?
The owner does comply. It's been boarded up a few times.
Just noticed the doors were open over the weekend.
Yeah.
We are notifying the property owner once again, though, about that issue.
Okay.
So we're following up from code enforcement, too. The police did notify us. So we want to talk to him directly.
Do you have anything in Parks and Rec?
Yeah, just a couple of things on the Park and Rec budget. Park and Rec report. We started basketball mini clinics this month in November in cooperation with Henry Hudson Regional. We're also having a NBA Fit Dribble Dish and Swish program. That's a one-day tournament at Henry Hudson for the kids in the community. We've also starting the teen nights in cooperation with the Municipal Alliance. We have two more of those set for November. Our adult open gym programs, basketball, indoor soccer, and volleyball, start up in December. And I was asked to mention that we have the Holiday Helpers program, which is an annual event in conjunction with the Key Club members on Saturday, December 3rd at the Community Center. And then the Breakfast with Santa will be December 10th, also at the Community Center. So that's a short synopsis. We had 32 user groups using the building in October, as reported by Ms. Strail. And that's it for that.
Okay. I have one from the library. Would you?
Excuse me. Pardon me.
That's okay.
Okay. That's a little snack. Carolyn, did you get my report?
I did,
have
and
a
it's
report
on the
page. Everybody
has
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I don't need to read the whole thing. Just two things quickly I'll mention is that we have been receiving a very generous donation from the Genevieve Hawley Foundation, and I wanted to make that public for books for the children and the young adults collection, and that's just great. And the other item is that we've been participating with Highlands Elementary School with a reading program in the summer. And this summer, the library volunteers purchased the books on the Highlands and Henry Hudson reading list. But an amazing 45 students from Highlands Elementary School participated in the summer reading program, which is just amazing considering that it's such a small school that nearly one quarter of the student population participated, did their reports. We gave them a pizza party, and they got certificates, et cetera, et cetera. I just am very proud of that, that we're doing
and
that, and that it's so successful. And that's it for tonight.
Okay, I'll just read one thing here. It says library hours will continue to be Monday 2 to 4, Thursday 2 to 4, and Saturday 10 to noon. Additional hours are being considered. It depends upon availability of volunteers. So I'd have to take with that that there's room for volunteers down at the Highlands Library.
There are, and we need to speak with the head of the rec center about when that is available, but they've been just great about it. I would like to expand the hours.
Okay, very
so
good.
I
if anybody would like to help out, Ms. Ryan runs the deal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other business, I guess.
Okay, let's move on to the engineer's report.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Clerk. First item is the flood reduction project. The state is calling us on almost a daily basis looking for the agreements to keep the project moving forward in this funding cycle. These are the agreements that would, it doesn't commit you to spending the money, just basically keeps you in the cycle for this current fiscal year. If you plan on staying in this funding cycle, these agreements need to be executed quickly. Okay.
And that's the item we have under other business, the last item, the EIT?
Yes.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, yeah, in order to keep this funding cycle intact, like I said, it does not commit you to spending the money. Basically, what it does, it signifies you have an agreement with us to administer the contract and inspect the project once it goes to construction. Without that, you would jeopardize possibly missing this funding cycle. It'll be up to you on how you want to proceed.
What are these projects?
This is for the overall flood project downtown.
All right.
Okay.
The agreements, we have them. Frank has them ready to be signed.
Yeah, I provided copies last meeting.
The agreements, I believe, are in your packet here.
And so, at this point, you're looking for a resolution tonight.
Basically, to move those agreements forward, and like I said, it doesn't commit you to spending the money.
Correct.
It just basically, at this current time, it keeps you in this funding cycle.
Okay.
And I couldn't wait until December 7th?
Actually, no, because the state's looking for those agreements. We would have to, if we moved in December, the project theoretically should be advertised in December, because if we don't award a contract by the end of the year, EIT needs to review and concur with the award by January 13th. If that doesn't happen, then you will jeopardize moving to the next cycle.
When is the next cycle?
It's basically next year. You'd basically go through this process again. Your permit's already in place.
But we use up a year of the permit time.
You use up a year of the permit time. Your plan's already done.
Right.
And basically, you just resubmit the planning documents that you have down there already, and just basically start that cycle again. The only difference being is that you may not get the same deal that the EIT offers right now. I don't know if the interest rates would change or if it's going to be a different split. But everything else pretty much stays intact.
Do we have any other fees incurred by another year?
Not for plans or anything. I mean, everything's done. Basically, it's a matter of just moving the project forward to advertisement now.
No. We've never, as a body, authorized the bond ordinance. Okay, to get EIT, I'm going to give a little history on this whole thing. Originally, when this was proposed, the only way the borough could afford to do this at all was to go through the EIT financing. And the reason that was because the borough could make an application to the local finance board and get a waiver on the 5% down payment on the bond ordinance. It's usually an automatic waiver before the board on these kind of applications, because the down payment on this would have been at least $200,000, okay, which the borough wouldn't be able to put into its budget. So we don't have an ordinance in place. We would have to do an introduction of a bond ordinance and go to the local finance board for a waiver, and I don't know that we can make those dates. As far as the bond, so you can't award.
Right, you can't award a project until
I would say, if at all possible, assuming the council is looking to go forward, is to talk to EIT and just tell them, you know, we'll move the bond ordinance, but the date has to change as far as when we can award. That's if the council wants to go forward.
I don't see moving it tonight. I don't see moving it tonight solely on the budget is going to be introduced on the 7th. See where you're at before you decide where you're going to go.
But this is not spending money in this budget.
Right. It would be a non-budget issue for 2012.
Right. It's a non-budget issue. All right. And it subjectively, we're in front of FEMA on loans and grants relative to the project and to the on the chance that the FEMA sees us wavering on commitment to it, they may take into account our wavering and give monies that might be short in the following year, give them to somebody who is less committed, who appears to be more committed.
Are there any downsides to moving ahead right now? Is there anything that we say, oh, you shouldn't have done that because now you're stuck with it?
Basically, there's no downside to signing the agreements right now. Like I said, you're not spending the money until the project actually goes out or moves forward. Basically, like I said, what it does, it keeps you in this cycle. If you don't do the agreements, whether it be tonight or within the next couple of days, so to speak, then you will jeopardize moving to the next funding cycle, which isn't the end of the world either.
We still have to do the bond ordinance.
Right.
But with that understanding, and we can get that done, all right, I think we should move. And I make that offer. If it's appropriate to make that offer at the start.
So are we offering Mr. Pepper to prepare a bond ordinance?
No.
No, we're not offering yet. To sign these agreements.
Do a resolution tonight?
But they're just offering to do the agreements.
Do the agreements.
Right.
You want to wipe up something we can read to the record?
You don't even need a resolution.
I think it's a matter of just executing it.
It's just a motion to authorize. Actually, it would be a resolution. Who signs it?
Well, basically, it's the mayor, but there is an accompanying resolution that's required, and the language is actually in those agreements for the resolution.
Go find the staff for the mayor.
There's a grievance, literally 15 pages or so. You have to read the whole thing?
No, we just need a resolution authorizing whoever has to execute those agreements, correct?
I don't know. That's what I would think. That there's a resolution probably like supporting it and that authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement.
Exactly. I mean, that's typically what there is.
I mean, it's verbiage. It's close to it.
Who has to execute
it?
Mayor? Clerk?
Yeah, that would be my guess.
You're just talking about this affidavit for professional services, right?
Well, that's the affidavit, and then you have the agreement itself.
That we have to sign.
Right. There's no language in this. I've looked. There's no resolution language in this.
What's the next number, Deb?
Yeah, the first page kind of tells you.
All right, so we're going to do R11 to 14. Let's whip this up. Resolution authorizing mayor and probably clerk to execute agreement. Mr. Halfacre.
An affidavit of professional services.
No.
From the New Jersey, he's signing both.
I know, but let's talk about that just for 1 second. What is the engineering agreement? Is this for the prior engineering already incurred?
This is to move forward an agreement with us based on the fees provided in the October 4th, 2010 budget letter.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that.
Okay.
The 267, is that already incurred or?
No, that's not incurred. That doesn't even get spent unless this project goes forward.
Well, as long as it's contingent upon the project going forward and the funding being
right
in place.
Absolutely. Yeah, that doesn't get spent until things move forward, until it actually goes to construction and the construction gets underway.
Okay.
What it is, it's a resolution authorizing the mayor and clerk to execute an agreement for professional services with T&M in the amount not to exceed $267,000, which amount is contingent upon the project being accepted by the Environmental Infrastructure Trust Fund and being accepted or funded thereby.
Yeah, that's fine. Which...
accepted and funded.
Okay. Right.
And that will make resolution R11214. And who would like to offer that?
I'll offer it.
I think there's an offer on the table.
Was there? Mr. Francy? Second to buy? Second by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Motion carries.
That's just to move it forward.
That's a resolution.
Mr. O'Neill, all that is to sign the agreements to get them back to the DEP to keep the borough in this current funding cycle. That's all that does.
Okay.
We're finished with your engineering report. Second item is Warderwich Avenue tonight. You authorized final payment to Fiore Contracting. Basically, that closes that project out. I will transmit the final documents to the state so we can get the reimbursement back on that from the state.
And the final documents to me.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
It took so long to pay a man his money. It's almost been a year.
It's all right. Third item is the road project, which is under design. There's an issue on Bayview Street with the sanitary sewer. I have to get with Mr. Hill on with regards to how to proceed. Once we iron that out, project will be ready to advertise with a anticipated spring construction at this point. Reconstruction of Highland Avenue. There's a conflict with the gas main down at Miller and 36. Gas company is giving us some grief on it, but we're getting more pushback from the state. State is having concerns about us tying into their drainage system. What we're trying to get to them is that their drainage system is only a crossing. It only picks up their water and runs it down the hill to our pump stations.
Right.
So we're in a little bit of a battle with
them
right
now. They actually have no drainage system.
All it is, it's a conduit across the highway. That's all it is. And It's going through one process now. It's going to the second reviewer now, so hopefully that comes back favorably. But we've had some, I'll leave it at disagreements with them. Besides that, Oswald Enterprises will be in tomorrow to do some of the sewer repairs. Basically, it's trenchless repairs, so we'll be opening the road, be accessing manholes to do some of the repairs. Concrete crew, hoping to get them in there starting next week. And once they get far enough ahead, the paving crew will come in behind them and start boxing out and regrading the roadway.
How come they haven't gotten in here yet?
What's that?
The concrete crew.
They were, the general, Fiore, was afraid because the drainage wasn't done on Miller yet, he didn't want them catching up there and then wind up having to pull off and come back on again.
The concrete work is going to start where?
I'm hearing down by Off the Hook and work its way up the road that way. That has not been finalized yet. I haven't talked to the sub-director, that's what Fiore is telling me.
And this includes the curbs, the sidewalks, that work?
Yes. And the concrete steps, if you get towards about the middle of the project.
Does anybody here have a house up on Highland Avenue? No? Okay.
I had a couple of questions from residents along the way.
That's why I'm
asking. No, I understand. They seem satisfied with the answers I've been giving them. Like I said, the biggest holdup right now is that gas main relocation. Once that's done, I can complete the drainage and move everything forward off of there.
Did you speak to them about the stairs we spoke about that day?
I did not speak to the property owner again, but I did alert the contractor.
Okay.
Do we have all of the, there was discussion about the driveway cutouts, not cutouts, is that all resolved?
Except for one, there's one resident I asked to him to go see Mr. Mullen, the zoning official, to make sure everything's copacetic with him, and then that's fine. We can certainly add that, the depressed curb in the apron that he wants, as long as it doesn't violate any zoning issues. We've had several of them come up, and that's, I mean, this is the perfect time to do it while we're moving through.
Right.
Okay.
What is the opening on a driveway?
8 to 18 feet on a residential. No closer than 2 foot to a side property line. No more than 1 per 400 foot of frontage.
Okay.
All right.
1 per 400 foot?
Yes.
There's too many of those properties.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Moving forward, the reconstruction of Bay Avenue. We finally got concurrence from Monmouth County. That was delaying us a bit. We had to request another extension from the DOT to award. So that project will be advertised over the next couple days. That'll be in the paper to receive bids. The
paper.
The official paper of the borough, Asbury Park Press.
Do you put it in the trade magazines or no? Just
they call out? Us. Some of the trade magazines, the Brown's Report, I guess it is. Construction. Yeah, they usually call and ask for that information.
And you put it out and you'll be able to pick up copies of it?
At our office.
Oh, your office.
Yeah, right. It'll be available in our office in normal business hours. Moving on to grants and loans. As requested, we did submit the Hazardous Mitigation Assistance Grant application to FEMA for the drainage project we spoke about. That was submitted on October 28th as requested. We have had some feedback from the state representatives through FEMA. Just ask for some clarification there, so we know they at least have it, they're looking at it, which is always a positive thing anyway, at least they're asking questions. Besides that, that's pretty much all I have tonight for the report.
Thank God.
Why it's got to be like that.
The next item is ExxonMobil Bayside Drive. Mr. Hill?
Yes, we have a letter in our packets with regards to ExxonMobil and the reconstruction of Bayside Drive that the borough has requested. In writing, we basically had conceptual cost of about $327,000. ExxonMobil had offered to give the borough about a third of the cost, $109,300, because they felt it was outside the scope of their disturbance of the project. We are meeting with them again, and we're still in negotiations with them. It has to do with the Bayside Drive roadway from Marie up to, I believe, around the Matthew Street or thereabouts. So it's on either side of the disturbance, and we're still in negotiations with them. I wanted to bring this to the governing body's attention, but they have indicated that they would be willing to possibly do a little bit more, so we're still speaking with them.
Is that it on that, Mr. Hill?
questions or comments?
The next item is a vacation of unnamed alley, Mr. Moody. This came from the T&M office.
Yes. Basically, we sent a letter out. Let me see if I can pull that letter quickly. Back on October 17th. This is an issue I've brought up several times over the past several years. There's a six-foot-wide alley that basically goes from the unapproved portion of Valley behind the properties at Front Shore Drive towards the western side of Patak Towers. I brought the tax maps to anyone wants to see them. Basically, like I said, it's a six-foot alley. I'm not exactly sure what it was there for. There's no improvements on it that we know of. We don't know the original intent, but it's something that you may want to consider vacating. It doesn't serve you any useful purpose that we can see right now. Basically, just food for thought if you ever want to move forward with that. But like I said, it really doesn't make sense to have that stretch of property right now.
The cost of the vacation is prohibitive.
Yeah, basically, I think what happens with that alley is you're offered to, you split it down the middle and offer it to the...
But then you have to buy the surveys and you have to hire a lawyer. I mean, it's about a $5,000 bill. That process becomes expensive to do.
Then we just adopt an ordinance, then it gets recorded. And then the assessor divvies it up.
Yeah, basically, you do a...
And then it would get updated on the tax map anyway.
Right, but I think what Mr. Frace is referring to is you have to identify the stretch of property for the property owners.
You end up having to do surveys of all of the properties.
Well, I think you basically survey the alley and then tie the other properties into it to vacate it.
Then you have to perfect the deeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
No,
you don't spend any money.
Right, no, I understand. I understand.
And I don't see the property owners clamoring for us to do it. So it's not clear what is motivating us to want to do it.
Understood.
I don't know the answer.
Right. Understood. Like I said, it's been sitting out there.
What prompted you to kill a tree to put it onto the paper?
No.
This
came up a while ago when there was some tree cutting done up behind that.
Yeah, and it was thought to be the borough property. It wasn't the borough property. So basically, just to keep the borough out of, any property up in that way, it's just, get rid of it.
Right. There was questions on water runoff there, too.
Right.
As I recall.
In terms of keeping the borough out of some of these issues, it hasn't worked very well behind the condos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
So I don't know what's motivating us.
Right. No, understood.
And at this point, I believe it's a multi-$1,000 number.
Right.
Mr. Heffaker, normally when we do vacations, do we not adopt an ordinance? Well, first of all, we notify the surrounding owners. We adopt an ordinance, which is then recorded in the Monmouth County Clerk's Office. Copies provided to the assessor, and copies provided to the engineer to update the tax map. And we don't then do deeds and surveys of everyone's properties.
No, the recorded ordinance would usually be,
right.
But the ordinance, the engineering part is because the ordinance would have to...
We need the description from the engineer, but it's just an ordinance. It's not deeds.
No, you don't give a separate deed to every land.
It's one ordinance.
Correct. But you do need a description of each section that each landowner is getting.
Correct.
So it's not the attorney's fees. It's the engineering fees.
No, I understand. No, I understand.
Yeah, everybody running for power here.
You're behind bulletproof glass over there.
Am I?
Wait a minute.
All right, guys, take it under consideration and think about it. We'll bring it back if you so desire.
Bring it back
right,
it wasn't... Date or
no, just let it...
Correct. That's
what it sounds like. So. Right, I wasn't looking for any movement.
I understand that. Honest.
Information.
Yeah, it was just information alone.
I'm looking to move this along. What else is next?
National Recreation Trail Grant Program. Mr. Help, can you speak on this?
We do have an opportunity. State, county, local governments are eligible to possibly apply for NJDEP and DOT Trails Grant Program. The deadline is February 15th. If we are so interested, they do recommend if there's a consortium of different groups or trail groups are getting together on different projects, that's really the way to go. So we will be looking at this, and if anybody has any input or has any questions, we'll certainly welcome that.
Mr. O'Neill, the next item is
public portion. What's the EFI program?
We did that already.
Right, I'll carry
on. Yeah, I skipped
around. I skipped around.
Yeah, you did.
I tried to help.
Here you go. Yeah, anytime you want, Steve. Thanks, bro. If everybody came as prepared as you did. Right. We've been in the trenches together.
Yeah.
No. All right, Steve, come on.
All right, thank you.
Good night, Mr. Pepper.
Good night, Mr. Pepper.
Don't forget to punch out.
Yeah.
Mr. Redman, you're signed up first on the list to speak.
How you doing?
Question, whatever.
Kevin Redman, 7 Ocean Avenue. Just real quick, on Valley Street and Shore Drive, looking for a pedestrian crosswalk there, maybe with signs saying stop for cars, because Shore Drive is getting very busy with the closure of Oceanic Bridge. I think it'd be great for the people who live in Patak Towers. Thank you.
Okay. You need some water? We got it up here if you need it. Okay, let me just write it down. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
There might be something we want to discuss just with the chief and see. Maybe it just needs to be repainted too.
That's all. We'll look into it.
Yeah, maybe it's just be painted too.
Wasn't there another area they complained they came out on crossing? That wasn't there.
Bay Avenue at Katz's.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
Bay Avenue at Katz's.
Okay, I'm just writing this down so I can speak to the mayor. Tara?
I'll pass, Mr. O'Neill. Thank you.
Okay. Brian?
Weinsick.
Okay. Weinsick? Okay.
A couple things.
Alrighty.
First is.
Address, sir?
Oh, 317 C, Shore Drive.
Thank you.
In reference to the hill.
Right.
I want to know where we stood or where we made out with our visit, your visit to the properties up there, the engineer.
The engineer and the geotechnical expert were up there last week waiting for the final report, but it seems like based on that report, there will definitely be some action taken on the uphill homes. More than likely, serious action will be taken, but we're waiting for the final report.
You're talking about the visit that was just made on Friday, where everybody went up there.
Is it Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. In reference to that, so is there any type of report or anything that's available about what was discussed or what was found or at this point or
not yet?
When?
We're hoping day to day. I have to wait till I see the final report, but based on what we've heard, certain homes up there will probably have some adverse consequences.
Where do we stand with your letter 4 weeks ago, I believe, in that neighborhood? In
5 or 6 now.
Responding at that point.
None of the homeowners have responded in any substance.
We received a package from Mr. Realm, and it's basically reiterating things that he said historically in the past, but not addressing anything.
None of the owners have responded with anything of substance to address the problem.
Right, nobody has.
I think we received that same package.
We've received it in various formats.
A year ago, too.
A dozen times.
In reference to something else. Okay. Now I received it again. He must have a lot of copies. The other thing is in reference to our cleanup and our situation. We're still awaiting some insurance money. we do not, at this point, do not have the money to be able to pay $1,500 to a geotechnical engineer to state that it's safe to place the material back on the other side of the creek at the base of the creek. It looks like we may decide as an association to move forward with moving material off the property, what was suggested before, to the municipal lot.
Right.
I have to meet with a contractor tomorrow in reference to that to see if cost difference and so on. Unless somebody, you know, wants to donate $1,500 to pay a geotechnical engineer, you know, it seems like it's costing going to cost us a lot of money for something that's not our fault.
Okay.
So at this point, I guess when we decide to do this, it's going to be before the next council meeting. So, as a board, should we get in touch with Tim Hill?
Yeah, give us some heads up. We can maybe cordon off a spot there.
Give us some heads up so we can notify the folks that use the parking lot that we're proceeding with that. So, please do so.
And how would this be set up? As dumpsters or just areas of placement? And then
placement. If I put dumpsters there, they're going to be filled with everything that people want to throw out.
When we do it, we'll probably just place it on the ground, then you can come and pick it and put it in the dumpster.
Like I asked, separate it as best as you can. I think
You want trash, and then you want trees.
Right.
Three piles, basically, over there.
I want mud, and I want trees. The trash will send somebody down to Gap. Okay, you had some chairs and things like that.
Chairs. We also have the air conditioner, compressor units.
Right, of course, if you start throwing them in there, there'll be another pile down there as big as a mountain.
Well, then where should we put them as we're sifting through the debris?
The air compressor.
We do have that curb area.
Okay.
The air compressor unit will disappear the next night.
Well, that's true. We realize those are recycled.
Yeah, but I don't want trade-offs. You know, I don't want a couple beat-up old things for an air conditioner. You know, if you throw something out and somebody, you take something, you know.
Okay, then
we'll send guys down to pick it up.
Basically.
Where can you put it?
Well, if you're going to come and get them, we can leave them behind our building right here in the alleyway.
No, we can't do that.
Then that's what I'm asking. Where do you, want them?
In the lot. Right?
No, I want to put it all in the lot because people will add to that pile.
We have that area of a shoulder there.
Okay.
Drive,
where how about where pretty much... For the end apartments where you're pumping the water out between the two buildings and for the other apartments between the two buildings.
Right on the grass area there?
Yeah, right on the grass area, just behind the sidewalk and we'll come and get it.
That'll be as close to the curb line as we can get.
Right.
As close so we're not going.
Right.
She said we can use her driveway because nobody's living there.
Okay, that's fine. Is that all right, I guess?
Yeah, we'll
okay, and then we'll send the guys down to get that stuff.
That's the end unit.
But that, if you could do it, if you're going to get it on, put it there on a Saturday and Sunday, we'll come on Monday.
Right.
Okay, but if you could give
us
a
still
give
me the heads up. So if you plan on doing it this weekend, I would just if we're going into a weekend, still give me the heads up so I can plan for that.
Okay, how much heads up would you prefer?
Well, at least 48 hours if possible.
That's fine. Yeah. We'll probably be set up and scheduled to know more than a week ahead of time when we're going to start this work.
Okay. That would be the more lead time you give me, the better for us, but at least 2 days.
Okay.
And if by chance, while the guy, the contractor, is sorting it out and moving it, he wants to dump it down in the recycling yard, that kind of stuff, we could take care of that too.
All right.
Okay. I don't know if you have to work that out, but if not, we'll come and get it.
Probably going to try to sell the compressor units.
Oh, you do whatever you want.
Because there is a recycle value.
Okay.
To them. Do we have anything on the FEMA money that we applied for in reference to the hill, or is that still way too soon?
Way too soon. Everything went in the, I want to say, 8 or 9 projects that we put in the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program funds. They were all submitted October 15th. We haven't heard anything back at all.
And they just extended the deadline again.
Well, there's another extension, but the letter of intents for the HMGP program had to be in by that deadline, so... We've submitted everything we can. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We do have a meeting with FEMA officials, I think next week, and we are going to bring that up and ask if they have any indication on where they're at. But that's at a different level than the local projects that we're putting in grant funds for.
Yeah, obviously different. Back to the notification of the property owners, not to do with the visit, but to do with Mr. Halfacre's letter. Has there an additional letter been written to these residents in response saying you have not responded?
No, nothing. We're waiting for the report.
Once we get the official
report. We're not going to keep asking for a response. Once we have our backup report, we're going to take action.
Then you're going to go. Now, when you say report and a full report from Geotech and from the engineers and so on, Will that be made available to us?
It will be available for a while. I'm not going to mail it out like I did the last one to everybody.
Yeah, it'll be a matter of public record.
Yeah, but it'll be available. Yeah. Once it's in, you can call Tim. Once Tim gets it, we can leave copies at Borough Hall.
Okay, and do we have a general idea of how long we think that's going to take?
We hope it's going to be within 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't mind.
Thank you.
We hope.
Is that good?
We hope.
I'll talk to him tomorrow. And
we're not going to have to wait till the next council meeting.
No, their action will be taken. Something will be done before then, believe me.
There's a full court press on whether it seems like it or not, but there is.
No.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you. Roger Clementi?
164 Linden Avenue,
yes.
6A. With regards to the Exxon problem, is there any water contamination on Marie Street?
On what street, Marie?
Marie, yes. The drain there, which was blocked. And I have pictures of.
Chris says no.
There is none.
There is none?
All waters that have been tested that have been under Bayside Drive have been free of contamination.
But then why would Exxon agree to come down, you know, to Marie Street and make a repair?
We've asked them in the closeout of the project if they would consider doing that whole roadway for us. It has nothing to do with contamination or suspected contamination. They had trucks going up and down that road. Everybody along Bayside Drive has been impacted by what's been going on there. So we actually asked them for further consideration rather than just patching the 60 or 80 feet of the roadway that they dug up.
I have a question for Gail. Onshore Drive, and being that you're the engineer, there's a water problem over there. The water cannot drain.
Is the water a problem concerning
the toe of the slope of that whole adjacent area? Yes or no?
I can't give you that answer off the record. I can't do it.
You're not an engineer.
No, stop, sir.
Maybe so. But I'm not going to sit here tonight and give you an answer, yes or no answer, on a question that you just came up with now. That's not going to happen. First of all, you never identified the area you're talking about. You're talking Shore Drive in general with regards to the slope. That's a large area. You've got different areas where you've got water. You know, water behind different properties, you know, water coming up through the drains. Absolutely. But to answer your question like that, just off the cuff like that, that's not going to happen. Still not going to happen. You'd have to look at it.
All right, let me go further. I have 25 years of experience underpinning sewer work, tunnel work, on and on and on. I brought major contractors over to look at the situation. Engineers, they've all concurred you have a problem with the water. If you don't get rid of the water, you're never going to make the repair.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really sure where you're going with this. I really don't.
Well, that whole area from originally, it appears that it started down below on the other side of Linden Avenue, where there was another hillside, and now it's virtually working itself up. And if you go further up Linden Avenue, other people are complaining about the slope moving. You're looking at me like
I'm not exactly sure where you're going with this whole conversation here. I mean, that slope from the bridge all the way through Atlantic Highlands has moved at various locations. There's been various areas through both those towns where it's moved over the years. I mean, everybody knows there's water in that hill. I'm not really sure where you're going with this.
All right, if you don't maintain the water at the toe of the slope and get rid of it, nothing's going to work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kim Sakura.
I'm gonna pass. Thank you.
Okay. I'll thank everybody for coming out and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Offered by Mr. O'Neill. Second by Mr. Connelly, all in favor?
Have a good holiday. Have a good Thanksgiving.